I want this a tad closer. Do I play with fire?
Yeah. Smokey the Bear says only you can prevent cankles.
Can you prevent cankles? I thought that was like a genetic thing.
I don't know. I literally know like
I'll say like how do
like
you,
zero
how do you work out your ankles? That doesn't even make any sense.
Cankles are just when you're fat, right?
That's what I thought. I thought like just well, I thought it's just your fat like
yeah
is around your ankle.
Yeah.
Swollen ankles?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the My Life, Your Life Together podcast. Today is the big day where we are talking about My Life, Your Life Together productions. So we're talking about all the different things that are going on with the expansion of the podcast, the three different shows that we're going into. We're going to go in depth on what those shows are, what they're going to look like. And the biggest part of the episode,
my belly.
No, we're gonna pick a name
from a hat.
Not from a hat.
Not from a hat. That's dangerous.
Because we might get the third option.
Yeah, we might get an option that is not good. But we're gonna pick a name for the one show that's more the lighthearted fun, you know, show. So we've got some brainstormed and some AI generated ideas. And so we are going to hash them out right here in front of you so you can see how bad we are at conflict management. So
that's funny.
Today's going to be fun. And I hope you guys are tuned in to learn more about the different shows and everything that's going on with us and with the company.
So first, do we want to pick the name first?
And I feel like that might be
better.
I guess, yeah.
All right. Because then we can talk about the shows and once call it by its name rather than saying the untitled show by the podcast production
company. Previously known as
the unnamed show. The show that shall not be named.
I like the unnamed show. No, we can't pick that one. Son of a gun.
The unnamed
show. I said put it on the list.
All right. I'm submitting the unnamed show to the list.
All right. The unnamed show. And if we're looking at our phones, it's because we've got a list of names and stuff.
So. Yeah, because I don't know how to cast my TV, apparently. I'm dumb.
The force is not strong.
I should try to figure that out. I'll see if I can get one at the new place.
Oh, yeah. We didn't bring that up in the Saturday update. We will be going to a new place. John's house.
Oh, did we not?
Because we redid it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, guys, you remember
somebody
that Saturday?
Screwed it up.
You remember that Saturday update that came out like 3 weeks ago? We recorded for 15 minutes prior to starting the actual update that you saw.
Yeah.
Cause it was,
and then we were like, this is way too long. We're nobody's going to sit here for like 20 minutes to watch an update.
I wouldn't sit there.
Was the update going to be like on Facebook and like,
oh yeah, that's supposed to be a social media 15 update.
Minute. Oh wow.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, take a seat. Mm-hmm. We're going to have an update.
Get some popcorn.
Like if my algorithm brought that across my feed, I would intentionally go out of my way to watch kids fall off bikes just to get that just as my algorithm. Yeah. Like, I'd have to text Joe Vogt and be like, start sending me everything in your feed to reset my algorithm.
Phishing videos?
Yes, definitely phishing videos is what Joe Vogt sends me. definitely phishing videos.
that's what's on my feed.
So yeah, with the baby coming, I'm not going to have a lot of time to record. So these two will be doing some episodes without me. And when I am recording, we will still be doing the majority of it at John's place.
We have a room there dedicated to the podcast. So no more dogs barking.
I don't know if it's dedicated. Well, I don't know what John does in his spare time.
But we're not going to be in your... It's not like we're moving from your living room to John's living room.
True.
Right.
We have a room grandparents that is going to be used for the studio, which means no more dogs barking.
Yep.
No babies crying, which is fantastic.
Yep.
Hey, that's my son you're talking about.
Yes, your son is fantastic.
Oh my God, but my son might be here by the time this airs.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I can also imagine.
Wow.
Your son is going to be a perfect little awesome dude. But if we're trying to record, especially with like a remote guest and he's like in the background and you're like, hold on, sorry, I got to go change my son's diaper.
Wait, I have to change diapers? I thought the woman did that. Harrison Butker told me that the woman would do everything.
He didn't even say anything like that.
He said women shouldn't vote or get paid.
Yeah, he said take away their rights.
Yeah.
That's definitely what he said. He didn't say any of that, and people are freaking
out. Go Chiefs!
Go Chiefs!
So
I don't know where we are. I derailed something here.
Yeah.
Sorry,
the
guys.
Name of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, name of the podcast. Yeah.
We're also moving.
This is why we have John here.
We're also moving locations, which is where we left off.
Yeah, so we're changing locations. Can I have a studio that's dedicated so we don't have to worry about Zach changing all the baby diapers, because that's going to be his dedicated role.
Oh, yeah. Now John owns 33% of the podcast production company.
No, by owns, it means now he pays 33% yes. of the cost down the hole that we're throwing. But with our production company, now that we're taking on a couple clients for editing, we will actually be generating, I don't know that I'd say, not profits yet, but revenue to support the podcast.
Gross.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
There's less money we have to shell out for things.
Yeah. Which actually means that we can hopefully improve the podcast.
Yeah. And before we get too far, that one thing I do want to say, the social media names will be changed to the podcast production company, along with the photo is going to be updated as well. Don't unfollow it. It's still us.
Yeah.
We're not doing different social media for each show. I don't have time for that.
Yeah. But our new logo for the production company is super cool.
Just zoom in on
just
it.
Just zoom yeah. in.
If you can see that, you don't need to go to an ophthalmologist.
Yeah. You can see that. Your eyes are perfectly fine. They actually might be too good.
Yeah, they might be too good. Okay. So.
All right. I'm going to read. Are we ready to start arguing about the name?
Oh, I haven't argued in so long. So let's go.
Well, buckle up, buttercup.
Click. Shoulder strap. Click.
Actually,
helmet on, chin strap.
I have the automatic one where you close the door and it goes. Bzz.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, wow.
Like the- how is your 87 Oldsmobile doing?
I don't know, but my 20-something-year-old Toyota's doing fine.
I always see new Tacomas, and I'm like, Zach needs to upgrade.
You know how expensive they are.
What do you mean? I see like 2016, 2017 used ones, like even pretty good miles, like 70, 80,000 miles.
Oh,
I thought you were about to say
$70,000. I was like,
what?
Oh, I mean, they're still around 20K. Oof. That's pretty good, though.
That's actually not bad.
Okay.
Anyways, not what we're here to discuss.
God, we haven't
Stay on track.
We haven't recorded in so long. I don't remember how this goes.
Focus.
Okay. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to shut up. You two do the talking for the next 3 minutes. I was going to say five. I was going to say five, and I was like, that's too long.
For the next 3 minutes.
3 minutes, guys.
All right, so we read off the names minus one, because it is definitely not going to happen. So I'm going to read off the name options, and then we're going to get into it about what the options are.
Mm.
So, Unfiltered Conversations, Off the Record, which I think that's actually already a podcast, so we might have to check on that. So I don't know that that one's in the running. Spilt Milk, All Things Culture, Let's Be Unserious, Unfiltered, Three Burly Bearded Men Talk About Stuff.
I feel like we need to shorten that one a little bit.
Well, there also might be more than three of us, but it's all right.
Wasted time. What's good? Rabbit trails. Random thoughts. Enough said, which I feel like we should shorten to enough said.
If we shorten it to enough said, that's already a thing.
N-U-F-F or like...
It's got to be.
Enough said.
Watch check. When we decide on a name, we're going to Google it and make sure we're not, you know, stealing anybody's trademarked name already. Outside the box. Let's talk. Small talk. And then the unnamed podcast.
It should be small talk with big guys.
No small guys.
But what if we have a friend on who's like a
short king?
Yeah. Like a short guy or what if we have a very, you know, slim?
We wouldn't.
They're just
they can't come on the show.
They would go to the other two podcasts.
I don't care if you're a nerd and you want to talk about let's pick two Marvel characters. You're not allowed.
Ronnie will never record another episode with us.
Bulk up, son, if you want to be on this show with us.
Yeah. We're going to have a scale when you walk in.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
What's your BMI? Oh, you're within the
my green. BMI should have been dead yesterday.
You're within the medical guidelines for your BMI? Not allowed.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite off this list or like a top three, top two?
I like Let's Be Unserious.
Okay.
I like the idea of enough said or enough said. And I like outside the box.
Okay. So far we're together on zero of them.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Paley.
Good. That's why we're arguing. Pawn.
Yeah. I think I like outside the box. I think I like small talk. And then I think I like all things culture as well. What were you going to say?
I also had an idea of combining two of them.
Oh.
Let's talk small talk.
Okay. My life, your life.
Zach's like, no, that's...
I am on the total other end of the spectrum.
You're rooting for the one we can't say on.
No.
That would be hilarious.
I was feeling spilt milk.
Okay.
Rabbit trails.
You asked me for a top three. I like those as well.
Yeah, those are my top two.
What's the third?
I like the unnamed show.
Okay.
I do like the unnamed show.
But like, I don't know. You guys picked like professional names.
Okay.
Just not my brain.
Hmm.
My brain is like if somebody sent me a podcast and was like,
Let's Be Unserious isn't like professional niche.
True. I do like Let's Be Unserious. I can get behind that one. But like if somebody sent me a link and was like, hey, these three guys have a podcast, you should listen to it. It's called Small Talk.
You'd think it's like NPR.
Yeah. I expect a lady in a pantsuit talking about Donald J. Trump.
Yeah. That ain't us.
We might make fun of everybody in politics, but we won't be wearing pantsuits or be women.
What about this? Instead of Let's Be Unserious, what about just the Unserious podcast?
You have to factor in the word the at the beginning and podcast at the end.
Okay, it has
or
to be
show
that
at the end. I don't know. I mean,
I assume they would have podcasts at the end of all of them.
Yeah.
What do you think? Tell us your thoughts in the comments.
After although we've already decided.
Made our decision, so it doesn't matter, but we still want to hear what you think. You can tell us if we're dumb or if you're like, oh, you guys picked a terrible name. I had a way better one. And then throw it in the comments. And then it won't matter.
Make us feel bad.
I mean, if it's like really, really good.
Yeah. If it's like stellar and we're like, wow, man.
We will steal it and give you no credit.
Oh, I was going to say, we'll have you on an episode.
Oh. We yeah, definitely
it's
that.
It's like a raffle. It's like a contest.
Definitely not plagiarizing someone else's.
Not plagiarizing. I didn't publish it anywhere.
Okay. Stealing. What is that?
Not stealing.
Intellectual theft.
It's not their intellectual property either. They have no claim over it other than they just typed it.
So if you put it in the comments, just know you have no rights to it.
Yeah.
Unless you trademark it.
Which is expensive.
And not worth your time.
You trademark it before you post the comment? Like,
that's hilarious.
Yeah. You're like, pay me for the
name. That's what we should do. We should troll where you find out when trademarks or copyrights expire of like professional sports teams or something. And then just buy it when it's like if they let it lapse. And before you know it, we have the Kansas City Chiefs podcast and it's nothing about football.
That's funny.
And then we make the Kansas City Chiefs pay us millions of dollars to get the rights.
No. We wait for the Broncos and we have the Denver Broncos podcast and all we do is talk about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes. Yes.
And for no amount of money would we sell it.
Right. Like, and all we do is wear Chiefs gear and talk about
some of the episodes is just us in Chiefs jerseys. We don't say a word. We just stand there.
Yeah.
Get some fake Super Bowl trophies and rings.
I like it.
Picture of a dead horse.
So, yes. Go all Godfather. So, actually, we're going to have four shows.
That's funny. Yeah.
We should do that as a show, as an episode of one of these. Just get like all the, like, I can't leave this part in. No, I'm just not going to say it.
Oh,
I'm not going to word
gonna
it.
That's going to be really
loud
then.
I'm not going to word it the way I was going to. Just get like a bunch of football fans in a room all arguing about their teams. Oh, and then like,
got great candidates.
Yeah. And like, I wouldn't take anything seriously. And like, your job would be to defend the Chiefs. My job would be to troll everybody else. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about this statistic that you randomly looked up?
Yeah.
28-3. I'm sorry. That's your former team.
Yeah. Former team. Which I'm glad about. Who pays $180 million to a quarterback then drafts a quarterback?
So. Right. And then drafts his replacement the same year that you pay him.
Well, yeah. So, I don't know. So my thought behind Spilt Milk podcast is, I don't know, it's just funny to me.
Don't cry over spilt milk.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, they spilled some milk, yo. I don't know. It's just, it gravitated towards me. And then rabbit trails. Because do we go down rabbit trails?
We just went on a whole rabbit trail about football.
Yeah.
And another fictional show that we're going to do.
The Rabbit Trails podcast.
I do like rabbit trails.
But the, you know, the Let's Be Unserious podcast. Also solid.
The Unserious podcast.
Mm-hmm. The Unserious podcast.
The Unnamed podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also kind of funny because it just goes to figure that that's what we would pick.
Yeah,
is we're gonna debate on a name. It's just unnamed. That would be us.
Yeah, and then outside the box podcast.
I do like that.
I feel like adding podcasts to the end of the names helps put it in context for me.
Mm. I like the outside the box too.
Yeah, because I mean, we'll be outside the box. Can't have a conversation with Pon Jaylee that's not outside the box. He doesn't obey rules. There's no Geneva.
He's like, oh no.
Yeah. There's no Geneva Convention when John Paley's in the room. Chemical warfare for the win.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Oh, I was talking about farts.
Yeah. I don't. Never mind. I'm gonna write down the ones that we want. Like
you're making the list.
I want to like
you're gonna narrow down the list.
Yeah.
Can you text it to us when you?
That's what I'm doing right now. Yeah.
Wow. He is already worth his weight in gold.
Yeah. You're an active member of My Life, Your Life Together Productions.
Yeah. But while he's doing that, we're gonna take a little break from the name deciding, and dive a little bit more into what My Life, Your Life Together is gonna be. So the My Life, Your Life Together production company again is his parent company. Step production company. Yeah, it's parent company.
The Umbrella Company.
The Umbrella Corporation.
We're going to create zombies.
I can't say Umbrella Corporation. We just got sued. but this show, My Life, Your Life Together podcast show, again, it's going to deal with the remote interviews, the serious stuff, the anxiety, the depression, addiction, even if it's not that heavy. Yeah, other health issues. Even if it's not stuff like that, but, you know, like when Lori Deverno came on and we did Seeing Through the Darkness, which is our most listened to episode, over 200 listens, which is great. I know she's expressed wanting to come back and even wanting to do some different things with us as a show, which I think could be fun in the future, but we would definitely have her back on. Those would be under the My Life, Your Life Together show. That format really isn't going to change too much other than we're taking out what this unnamed show is going to have in it. And I imagine that those episodes would probably be our longer ones, the serious ones, probably still an hour to an hour and 20 minutes, just because we like to unpack things.
When we're getting, if we're going into serious stuff, like we want to get into it, not just gloss over things, you know.
All right. Did you text us an updated list?
Yeah.
Sweet. Oh, wait. That was a screenshot I had up, not the actual text chat.
That's hilarious.
Stop doing that to myself. All right. So we have.
Let me know if I've missed anyone.
Your mom.
The Your Mom podcast. I'll write that down.
No. That'd be funny. So the Outside the Box podcast, the Rabbit Trails podcast, the Let's Be Unserious podcast or the Unserious podcast, the Unnamed podcast, the Spilt Milk podcast, the Enough Said podcast. I really don't want the Enough Said podcast. I can't express how stupid of an idea that was, actually.
Okay.
Just kidding.
All right.
I was like, talk to you.
All right. Enough said.
Oh, dang it. It's back in the running. We do got to, we just have to. We have to come up with something, though. Today.
We're coming up with it right now.
Okay. We'll pick it. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What? That's not how this is supposed to go. We're supposed to debate, discuss.
Really? When me and my brother used to try to go to sleep, my dad would come into the bedroom and say, 3, 2, 1, sleep. And we had to not move after that.
Okay, that's different than us choosing that sounds traumatizing. The name of the show together.
Okay, he wouldn't do it every night. Okay. It was more out of
y'all were being rowdy and like wouldn't.
Yes, it was like, more.
3, 2, 1, go to bed.
No, but it wasn't yelling either. It was more like it was like the funny serious kind of thing. Like I'm saying this as like a lovey dovey kind of thing, but also if you get out of bed one more time,
we're gonna have some issues.
We'll bend you over my knee.
Yeah. He's like, I'm in the living room trying to watch The Shield, which you can't watch. So go to your room.
So let's all pick a top three out of these.
The Michael Chiklis podcast. Long.
Let's all pick a top three out of these. And then.
I
already have my top three.
Okay.
My top three out of these.
Yep.
Would be the Rabbit Trails podcast.
Yep.
The Unserious podcast.
Yep.
Or the Unnamed podcast.
Okay.
Vaughn?
Probably say Rabbit Trails, Spilt Milk, and Unnamed.
Wow, you're jumping off the Outside the Box podcast?
Yeah. Seeing it with the in podcast was kind of like, it's okay. I don't hate it.
Okay. I like the Rabbit Trails podcast. I like the Unserious podcast. I mean, I like both the Unnamed and Spilt Milk podcast. So, and I'm just thinking about this from somebody who has no graphic design experience. I don't know how to come up with a logo for the Spilt Milk podcast, if I'm being honest. Because I feel like there should be a glass of spilt milk. Yeah. I don't know how to do that.
Do you have? Do you remember that one SpongeBob episode where there's just the milk and it fell over on the table?
Yeah.
Just do that.
I don't think we can steal an image from an already...
From Nickelodeon.
Long established TV show.
Ah, they're probably too busy.
Okay. Wow. Alrighty.
That wasn't that Disney Channel, not Nickelodeon?
No, wasn't it Nick?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Nickelodeon.
It was like the iCarly.
It's probably all.
If I'm being honest, yeah.
If you were a childhood actor, woof.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. The Rabbit Trails Podcast, Unserious Podcast, Unnamed Podcast, Spill Milk Podcast. Those are the top four.
Hmm. Out of those four, are there any of them that you guys like really don't like?
I think we're past the really don't like. Now it's got to be like the we like, but we don't like enough.
Well, I mean, like, is there a clear number four? Or are they all kind of just like...
Spilt milk is the clear number four for me because I don't know how to design a logo for it.
Spilt milk would be the number four for me.
If you feel strongly about spilt milk and want to come up...
I don't.
Okay. All right. So spilt milk's off the table. That's cleaned up.
Nice.
What about the Unserious Rabbit Podcast?
The Unserious Rabbit? The top three, the Rabbit Trails Podcast, the Unserious Podcast, and the Unnamed Podcast.
And while we mull it over, Zach's going to go into a little bit more in depth about the movie show.
The Movie Squad. So My Life, Your Life Together Movie Squad. So... we enjoy doing these, and there are people that do enjoy them. One of the reasons why we're breaking these into different shows is because the people that like the serious stuff that we go into on the My Life, Your Life Together podcast, a lot of times aren't as big of fans of of the goofy stuff.
I will.
You know, that we're going to be doing with the soon-to-be-named podcast.
Put in the list.
No, we can't add to the list anymore.
And then on like the movie episodes. So right now we've got Nick on as a guest and we're doing the Jack Black series. So doing Jack Black movies head to head, which is a lot of fun. We all love Jack Black and we enjoy doing that. We've had ideas for doing
series. You said we all like Jack Black and he shrugged his shoulders.
That's why he's okay.
He's okay. I don't know him. He's funny.
Are you taking this into the like, I don't know him, so I can't like him. I enjoy his work, but I don't know him. I can't.
I enjoy some of his work.
So it's semantics.
I guess. Like, I wouldn't say I like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Like.
Do you like any of his work?
What has he done? Scorpion, right? Scorpion King?
Yeah, but that was forever ago.
Yeah.
Oh, what was the... never mind, go on.
So, the Movie Squad podcast, we're going to keep on doing these movie reviews and doing head-to-heads, and we're going to have different seasons.
Yeah.
So right now we're in the Jack Black season. We have ideas of doing like a Star Wars season, a Lord of the Rings season, you know, maybe a Harry Potter season.
Maybe. You better believe it.
Harry Potter season, doing different actors like The Rock. Who are other actors that we kicked around and talked about? But there's a lot of,
The possibilities are endless.
Right. Pick an actor, pick a, you know, series, and we could go into them. And so we want to continue doing that and just make seasons out of it. And those different seasons may feature different guests. Correct. So right now we've got Nick. He's in our season for Jack Black. He may not be in the season that's for like Star Wars, or we may bring someone else in that's on for, you know, that season. So we're turning it into a show that's going to be separated by different seasons. So say,
you know, you're not a Jack Black fan, but you're a huge Harry Potter nerd and you want to tune in for that season, have at it. You know, we want to do things like that, that people can enjoy, you know, just sitting down and watching and talking about different movies, different characters and the actors in them.
Perfect.
End scene.
End scene. All right. So before
that'd be a great way to end the episode for the movie squad. If you guys ended it with end scene.
Oh my God.
We've got our exit, our outro.
That's good.
Dang. So
he's paying dividends already.
I know. Better than both of us combined.
Yeah. It's not true.
It is true. And just in everything imaginable, you're better than both of us.
No.
You are. You are. So before we go on to describe this last show, we need to name it. And so I think what we do, you remember when we did the Christmas movie showdown?
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
You, me, and Nick, we just go 1, 2, 3, and then we had to pick the movie.
Oh.
So let's do that.
Hey, give me a second.
Unless we want to keep discussing, but I feel like we've discussed it. We've got a top three. Or do we want to get to a top two and then do the 3, 2?
Then flip a coin.
Okay, let's discuss because I have an argument.
Okay.
Right?
So let's go.
I think the top two should be either Rabbit Trails or the Unserious Podcast.
I agree.
Because
I'm with you.
The Unserious Podcast, that's just funny and it fits us and it fits what we're doing with this podcast.
Yeah.
With it being more goofy, lighthearted. And then Rabbit Trails absolutely fits us because
that's
what we do. We bring up something and we go down a rabbit trail. Love it for like 5-10 minutes. And it's super fun. Our rabbit trails usually lead to like fun conversations or completely, totally unhinged.
Your wife voted. Your wife voted.
My wife voted. Oh, the executive producer.
She voted.
I forgot she was in the group chat. So she's at work getting all these updates in the chat. Brilliant. All right.
Well, I mean.
Well, dang. And her votes count as two now because she's got a human inside of her.
So all three of us either have to agree on one.
Oh, boy. Let's see if she responds quicker than that. If not, this is going to be a weird delay.
So, all right. Funny. The producer has put in
her thoughts.
Sorry, not to cut you off, but I'm going to do it. I did tell her with this whole production company thing, her title is being changed because she doesn't really do all that much. She wasn't happy when I said that.
She's carrying
your
child.
So what's her new title?
Oh no. The Unserious Podcast. She says, I like it unless.
She likes it less.
Dang.
Uh-oh.
Where's Harrison Bucker?
I don't even know who that is.
I know.
The executive producer preferred, she voted for the Let's Be Unserious podcast when I suggested, hey, we were going to shorten it to the Unserious Podcast. She goes, I like that less.
Do you like it less too? Shaking your head.
No, I'm indifferent. I think they both sound good.
Do you like Rabbit Trails more?
I do.
Which one do you like more?
I like them both. I think I do like Rabbit Trails more. I love the idea of a rabbit. Like, Rabbit Trail is how I explain my brain to people. There's a thought that starts here, and then by the time it comes out of my mouth, it's walked 800 miles inside my brain. It's
just because you're ADHD.
Right. But also, who cares?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say, who isn't? But
yeah.
Rabbit Trails it is.
Now you like Rabbit Trails?
Executive decision.
Oh.
Wow.
Big Daddy Jenkins.
The Rabbit Trails Podcast. And I feel like that'll be easy to try
okay.
five.
I was trying to like branch it because I didn't know if it took the reach.
We're not waffling here.
Oh, I could have done that. So, that would have been better.
The Rabbit Trails Podcast. The
Rabbit Trails Podcast.
Tell us about it, John.
Oh, it's going to be about lighthearted conversations. Probably more to do with pop culture. It's going to be like the would you rathers, the pick two to defend you, hypotheticals,
Do you still have that Google Doc that you can pull up?
Like, yeah.
Go with some specifics. Give the people what they want.
Oh, you mean this Google Doc?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
not that Google Doc.
This one. The episode ideas.
Yeah. He hasn't even looked at it, I can guarantee
you. No, that's okay.
Wait, there's a Google Doc? There's a Google Doc with ideas?
Relax. That's funny.
That was mean.
Oh. Get off your...
Okay.
All right, so give us some, like, what are some ideas that will be coming on as episodes?
I like the zombie apocalypse hypothetical. So we'll go through different scenarios.
Oh, man, I would die so quick.
I own
a gun. I'll take
it. All lost in the tragic boating accident. No, I own the zombie survival guide, the official zombie.
Oh, wow.
And it ready.
Does it tell you how to get insulin in the apocalypse? Because if not, you're screwed.
I gotta rob some pharmacies in the apocalypse.
Oh, man, that's gonna be a great episode.
Yeah,
that'll be a good one.
So, what else? What are some other good ones? Don't spoil them all, but give us just a taste.
Yeah, just a little taste. Let's do. We have a conspiracy episode that I was thinking about.
Yeah.
So, like, one of the questions would be like the crosswalk buttons. They do absolutely nothing when you press them.
Oh, yeah.
That's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
It's
like the closed door, open door buttons on elevators.
Yeah. So that'd be another episode. We could do pick two with video game protagonists.
Yes.
So, like, you know, Mario, Link, Master Chief.
Master Chef.
Doom Guy.
Gordon Ramsay.
Clementine got my child a stuffed Master Chief doll.
Wow.
It is so sick. I can't wait till he grows up old enough to understand who Master Chief is. And like, oh my.
You God. Have to take him through all the games.
Clementine, thank you so
all
much.
All of them?
Yes, all of them.
Halo 2 is the best. I loved Halo 2. And
I do not have a Google Doc anywhere in my messages.
We will share it with you later.
Yeah.
So.
No, you're wrong. Like, you're wrong, but that's okay. So, and then these episodes, they're not going to go on for an hour and a half. You're not going to hear us talk about a crosswalk button for an hour and a half. So realistically,
might hear us talk about jet fuel and steel beams for an hour and a half.
I don't understand the reference. Are you talking about Hurricane Katrina?
Yep, totally.
We will find Katrina and we will bring her to justice. But these episodes will probably be like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. I can't imagine. I mean, maybe the zombie apocalypse one going 40, 45 or so.
That might go,
but like,
cause I've got a lot to say.
There'll be a wide, it'll be a wide range of time frames. Another thing about all three shows, this will not be not all three episodes, three shows are getting an episode a week.
Mm.
At least one episode from the production company will be out a week. I'm believing that two will be out a week. This fun, lighthearted show, the Rabbit Hole podcast. Just
rabbit
kidding.
Trail.
I know.
Okay.
I really wanted to say rabbit hole.
I was like, what? No.
So that's going to be an interesting logo.
The Rabbit Show podcast, I would imagine, would be our weekly episodes. And then alternating My Life, Your Life Together. Sometimes you might get three episodes a week.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because of the movie one being seasons, it's going to have a more wavy vibe to it. So you'll go through getting.
There might be breaks in that too.
Oh, there are 100% be breaks because, like Nick, he's a hard guy to pin down because
he's large and he's strong.
Yeah. And he also has a life. So we will be doing a lot of batch recordings for that. So we're going to block out a day where we hammer out 3-4 episodes. And the Jack Black season realistically is about 16 episodes.
Yeah.
And we only have one done. So
do we only, we only have one done. That is wild.
Yeah.
We need to kind of get on.
Yeah. he says as my son is due in 4 weeks.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, okay. Do you guys want to add anything about the overview of the production company? Any of the shows? Yeah.
Yeah. So while we say, right, like, My Life, Your Life Together show is the serious one, the Rabbit Trail show is the kind of lighthearted, goofy one, you know, the Movie Squad is the Movie Squad, doesn't mean that those are exclusively, like, there will be blends occasionally. There will be lighthearted, fun stuff in the My Life, Your Life Together show. Like, we had on that guest recently.
Blake,
who is a comedian. That was a fun show. That was just, it was goofy, but it was, that would still fall under, you know, My Life, Your Life Together. Who knows with where we take things in the rabbit trails on different episodes. We may get into some serious topics on occasion.
I won't allow it.
You're getting too serious.
Death before dishonor.
Yeah.
He's holding the Fist of Justice.
Oh.
That's going to be another show coming out, The Fist of Justice.
Along with, what was our fourth? Oh, our Broncos.
Oh, man. The Denver Broncos podcast.
Please don't sue us, Broncos.
I don't care. Sue us.
You'll win.
You'll 100% win.
What? They can't get anything from us if we're an LLC.
Mm. It's limited.
Yeah.
Limited liability.
Yeah. Right? Do you want to add anything?
If you are interested in starting your own podcast, reach out to us and we'll help you get you started.
And we'll help you with editing and production.
Yeah.
Distributing. Audio mastering.
Yeah.
Or if you're just interested in finding out more, shoot us a message on our website. We're going to be redoing our website over the next couple of months or so. And that's going to be exciting too. That way, you know, we'll have one website. You can access all the shows and information there.
Do we have any prices set up yet for our services as the production side?
There will be on the website. There's currently prices on the website right now, but there's going to be some tweaking just because they don't accurately just, I made them, I'll be honest, but the more I look at them, they don't accurately describe all the different stages of what we can do. Cause some people don't need a lot of help. Obviously, if you don't need a lot of help, you pay less money. If you want us to do absolutely everything, it's going to be more money.
Minus the talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simply that. And if you want us to talk for you, we can't do that. We already have too much of that.
Okay. We already are running three shows.
Okay. I can't do that. John seems like he's interested. So if you want John to host a podcast for you.
And you want to pay him to do it.
Yeah. But if you pay him, then the money comes to the production company anyway, because we actually own the rights to John Jaley.
Yes.
Pon Jaley.
Yeah.
Jonathan. Jonathan. And everything in between.
Yeah. Yeah.
We own you.
Help me.
Oh, well, all right. Thank you guys for listening to this overview episode.
I have one more thing to say.
Yeah.
We've got merch out for the My Life, Your Life Together podcast. I'm assuming we will start branching into more merch for the productions and then for each show as they come out.
Definitely for each show. I kind of feel like we should just be able to have the productions.
That's true.
Like,
if you like want to have a production shirt, with the production logo, you got to join the team.
Oh, that's
and cool. If you want to join the team, you got to bring something valuable.
And by valuable, he means money. Yes.
So, yeah. Buy our merch. If you like us, if you like what we're doing, if you like how we're expanding and what we're getting into.
Did you just hijack my outro? I was about to do the outro, which all of this gets said in the outro. And he's like, hold on. Buy our merch. If you like what we're doing, like, comment, subscribe, support.
If you leave like a review
and a comment. Share it with your friends and family.
We had actually discussed creating new merch for each of the shows. So, yeah, I wanted to put that in there.
All right. Well, he did the outro. So, thanks for listening.
End scene.
Do your outro.
I know.
That's not this show.
I just did it. You did it. He did it. The show's over. The episode's over. Go listen to more episodes.
Guys.
Go listen to more episodes and share with everybody. Okay, bye.
Bye.